Good morning from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Melissa Long with a look at some of the news happening this morning on this Monday. Top Republicans are demanding an apology from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for accusing the CIA of misleading Congress about the use of waterboarding. That is, unless she can provide evidence supporting her claim. Pelosi claims she was not told waterboarding had been used and only learned about its use from an aide after other lawmakers were briefed by the CIA in 2003. The final spacewalk to fix the Hubble Space Telescope is underway. Astronauts are doing the repair work outside the space shuttle Atlantis. This is the fifth spacewalk they've had to do on this mission. They're making repairs to buy the telescope a few more years of life. The shuttle will release the Hubbles tomorrow. A boy with cancer whose parents refused to get chemotherapy for him has been ordered to get x-rays today. It's part of a judge's decision to have the 13-year-old reevaluated to see if he can still benefit from chemo. He has Hodgkin's lymphoma, and his parents stopped the treatments for religious reasons.
We're a simple, honest family. We're not out to harm anybody. This is just our way of life, and why people want to infringe on it, I don't know.
The compelling interest here is the protection and welfare of children.
Now, the boy's parents say it is his decision not to have chemotherapy. They are giving their son alternative medicines. More than 2 weeks after he was taken at gunpoint, a three-year-old back at home with his family, Bryant Rodriguez was reunited with his mom over the weekend. He was found wandering the streets of Mexico on Thursday. Authorities say he appeared unharmed.
And the son reunited, and he said that the last thing he saw was Bryant clutching his mother's neck, and that kind of says it all.
Investigators have information about the two suspects, but they won't release the names or a motive. You're up to date. Those are the headlines making news at this hour. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.